Is that it? Are we ready for announcements? Okay, let's see what we've got. Church council meeting, that would be this Thursday. We bumped it a week, and so Lord willing, we'll be, look at that fine group meeting here Thursday night, right, Bulldog? Okay. All righty, and next Sunday, we'll be beginning a three-week series, Connecting Family with the 4th of July. It'll be Family, Faith, and Freedom Foundations next week, focusing on Family Foundations to cap off this series. Also next Sunday, our Food and Fellowship Fair that we normally have this week will be next week because of Father's Day today. Good. All right. Thank you, Vernon. Anything else that I'm forgetting? Anyone? Oh, yes, thank you. I meant to mention that. Bible study is on hold for the summer, okay? So keep that Acts chapter 11 close by. Front of your bulletin, Ephesians 6, familiar passage. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. And so we're going to do that today, and thankful that there's another father, a couple fathers walking in with us presently. And we want to give our thanks and our praise and our worship to our Heavenly Father, who is Father of all. Yes? Yeah. All right. Father, we do thank you for this day, the freedom we have to come into your house to honor you ultimately as we honor our earthly fathers. Thank you, Lord, for those that are here and some may yet be coming. We're thankful, Lord, that we can unite together and in a spirit of joy and blessing because of what you've done for us through your Son. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Stand for a minute and greet someone you might not have had a chance to, like those. Amen. Lord bless you as you give to him. Grows weak, the spirit grows numb. Then he had us, he doesn't forget us. He sent down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. So, the Spirit grows weak. He doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove. Thank you, Lula. Don't tell Alan, but I think she's better at that than he is. Nobody says anything. Now here's the bad part. You asked me, didn't you, Lula?
I asked Pastor to sing.
Made a decision. You who are fighting over the seating here in the second row, forget it. Just forget it. I can tell already by the spirit of things that we're not going to get to those scriptures. So anyway, maybe not. They're ready just in case. Forgive me ahead of time if things get out of control here. Gregory's not leaving, is he, Duane? Okay, good. Come on in, Chuckles. Is that your friend?
Yeah.
Pardon? That's Cole. I've heard you speak of Cole before. This is the famous Cole. All right. Come on in, and we're going to have some fun today because I know Dad would approve. And even if he didn't, I would laugh through it anyway. Just one quick story. I'm probably going to be sharing a whole lot of fun this morning. And you get a chance as well, by the way. Time permitting, we will let you share a favorite clean church type like joke. Okay, time permitting. But me first. That is that when I was a little kid, we used to sit up here on the front row. Some of you have probably heard this before. Mom, us four kids, dad's up here, you know, trying to do his best to maintain. And I don't know, I was being a child, and evidently mom wasn't able to control things. And so dad came, he was preaching, came down out of the pulpit. This was in Eureka, Montana. I don't remember how old I was. He grabbed me, took me right in the front of everybody out the door, and did his number on me. I laughed all the way through it. He gave up. We came back in, and I guess I settled down. But it was just, so, yeah, Dad, yeah. Warren's witty warp-nth. Can you say that with me? Warren's witty warp-nth. Okay, so it's supposed to be warp warmth, warp warmth. Got it? So he had this witty, warped sense of humor, but it was warm. It was meant to get you laughing and know that he loved you, and it was for your sake. It wasn't hostile like mine. Mine, I'm told mine is hostile, which I've never accepted because I try to be of encouragement and, you know, that sort of thing to others as well. But anyway, so we're just going to have fun with that this morning. I'm not sure where to go. I've got so much in my mind. But I think one of the first things I want to do is show that picture of Dad and I. Okay, so this was the handsome young man that she fell in love with at Warner. This is Rocky Butte over Lee's. Watch it, Brian. I've got the mic. Huh? I had hair. That, and primarily it was to cover up these. But, and then by the time, after we got married, then I could expose my ears. Anyway, this is a Rocky Butte overlooking Portland, Oregon. And the dad and mom had come over for our graduation and wedding. And we're up on top there. And I'm just, you know, being my cool, casual self. And there's dad. You know, there's dad behind me doing his thing. So I asked, this is a picture that's in the office, by the way, if you hadn't seen it. Like father, like son, sometimes yes, sometimes no, but anyway, I thought that would be worth kind of sharing the blame I get to put on dad for some of my misbehavior. Also, just a quick thing, you've noticed the door to the office there, it says, knock and it shall be opened unto you, unless no one's home. That was Dad's sense of humor, just added that little note there. But I thought it would be fun for us to share, I guess, what I inherited from my dad a little bit in this next video, which actually features Gregory and Adam. Do you guys remember doing a video of my 60th birthday celebration? The top 10? You don't? A guy named Phil Kinsler put this together, and it was something my wife was in cahoots with, but you'll enjoy. This is the kind of humor, and some of this features other pastors that were friends of my dad, and so there's this link that I thought you would enjoy us seeing together, along with Gregory and Adam.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's tonight's top 10 list.
This is the top 10 list of signs you're getting old. Number 10.
Your health insurance is finally beginning to pay off.
I believe that's an investment strategy. Number 9.
You are no longer viewed as a hypochondriac.
What's a hypochondriac?
I don't know.
Number 8.
Your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember them either.
That's really not funny. Number 7.
When you're in a group taken hostage, you'll be the first to be let go.
That should be reassuring. Number 6.
Your joints are a more accurate meteorologist than the Weather Channel.
Pastor John said we get a snow day tomorrow. Number 5.
You sing along with elevator music.
That's disturbing. Number 4.
Your supply of brain cells is finally down to a size you can manage.
Is that why he said he's a minimalist? Number 3.
Your memory has more holes than a screen door.
At least it keeps flies out of his head. Number 2.
Pac-Man was your first video game.
That sounds like fun. Was there a lot of blood in Pac-Man? In the number 1 sign, you know you're getting old.
You suspect your warranty is running out.
Okay.
And happy birthday, Pastor John.
All right. Well, it's not my birthday, but I thought that would be fun to share. And with Gregory and Adam coming back, thanks to D-Wayne, here a little bit. That's fun with them also. And it's just kind of like, you know, what my father was in my eyes. And one of the things that I loved and appreciated about him the most, not only in my own life, but as I observed his relationship with others, whether it was in church or out in the community or whatever, the warped Pomeroy sense of humor just came out all the time. And I viewed it and I thought, you know, people really enjoy that. That's really a blessing. That edifies people. That's one way that God has given us an ability to help build up and encourage each other. And I think that was really prominent for Dad. And so I thought, since we're remembering him and encouraging us as fathers to be like God, this is a good way to do it. And I think everyone enjoys a good sense of humor, whether it's hostile like mine or snarky like Cheryl's or whatever your sense of humor may be. Know that it can be used as a blessing for God. Now, yeah, I've got some other things to share about Dad, but I'm going to take a break and give any of you a chance who knew Dad, and maybe particularly his sense of humor, if there's anything you remember about that. Yes, my wife.
Hey, I got to go first because when John took me over, brought me to Sandpoint to meet his parents for the first time, John was being his silly self, and Warren says, Kathy, I'm sorry. He's the last one I got, or I'd offer you another one.
True words were never spoken. Okay, so which that makes me back up a little bit and share again. For those of you who weren't here last summer and I went through Warren's Words of Wisdom series, the first words of wisdom that I ever heard from my dad, some of you will remember what this is, he and I were down in the basement in the Eureka Church doing our manly thing, standing next to each other, and he looks over at me and he says, no matter how much you wiggle or dance, the last 3 drops go down your pants. And I have thought of that every time, every since. And thanks, God, Dad, for those words of wisdom. Other things he would often say to us, boys, well, I feel that warm presence. Does that help? Is that a good answer? His warmth. His warmth. Okay. Other things that he would say to us, boys, quite frequently were, you're going to wake up with your hand on your head and a bump under it. Or there is going to be war in the wigwam. Those are just kind of Dad's warnings. You know, you better straighten up here before it's too late, kind of like. So, and what he said to Kathy, another time they were pastoring here and we were in Kalispell and we came over for some occasion. I can't remember what it was. And Mom and Elaine and the ladies, anyway, went to shop, and Dad and I stayed there, and they were going to come back, and we were supposed to do something. They were kind of running late, so, you know, we were getting a little impatient, and finally they came in the door, and I said, well, the cows are finally home. And my sister and my sister and wife rushed me, and I was sitting in a chair with one of these glass lamp things behind it. That lamp thing landed on my head. It hurt. And Dad goes, yeah, and they headed straight for the bowl. So some precious memories. One more. If Cousin Lisa were still with us, Johnine, what she would share is that one day when they were living here in Sandpoint, she was walking with Grandpa to the house from the funeral home. Sorry, I lost sense of my direction here a little bit. And Dad just had to, you know, kind of pass gas, just put it nicely. And of course, he blames me. He goes, oh, I let an Uncle John. Yeah, because I had a kind of a well-earned reputation, right, Bulldog? Okay, so these are just a few of the fun memories. I'm sure you're being very edified with all of this. So I'm going to take a break again and ask if there's anyone else who wants to share something of warmth from my dad. Slob one. Yeah.
It was a blast. I mean, most kids want to go out and play or whatever. We like to sit around and listen to those guys, you know.
Well, something related to that. I mean, we grew up where you were not even allowed to have cards in the house, face cards. That was symbolic of bad and evil things. And so those were not even allowed. Well, we all leave the nest. Mom and Dad come over here to Sandpoint to a pastor, and before we know it, we are hearing about this Sunday night card ministry at the Byers, Bill and Virginia, and Mom and Dad doing their thing, and so there it was. Yeah, made a card ministry out of it. Anything else, you guys? Ron, you got one? No? Okay. Anyone else that, yes, Grandpa? Yes, Johnine? Yes, Dad was good at that. He just popped those dentures out at you and without warning. Related to that, I remember he often told Pat and Mike jokes. I don't know if any of you older ones, they were kind of like an Irish thing, I believe, Pat and Mike. And I don't remember the full joke, but this friend of Pat and Mike somehow got hit by a train, and he's laying by the side of the train tracks just kind of trying to pull himself together, and the punchline is, and this is the way Dad would say it, it was, hanging, pull yourself together. I just, you know, you kind of had to be there, but that's what I remember, and it just still comes to my head once in a while. When I'm feeling kind of distorted and stuff and need pulled together, hanging, pull yourself together. Thanks, Dad. Okay. Anyone else want another chance? I have some other humor I'm going to share. Otherwise, if you don't, take advantage of it. All right? So, I pulled off, you know, some of these church billboard signs, church signs, humorous ones like that. You can go on the internet and spend hours and hours and hours with that. But I pulled a few off that I thought would be appropriate for today. Father's Day, this one says, the father who knows, this is not actually humorous, this is a good one. The father who knows best still looks up to the father who knows. So I had a father that I felt really knew best, and that was because he knew the father that knows. Some biblical ones here. Noah was a brave man to sail in a boat with two termites, right? And then that leads to the next question. Why didn't Noah swat those two mosquitoes? Don't we all wish that he had taken care of the mosquito problem on the boat there? So anyway, in relation to prayer, iPod or iPad, try I pray, God is listening. When life gives you more than you can stand, kneel. Prayer is wireless access to God with no roaming fee. An updated one. Dad would have never related to that.
No dead spots.
Good job, Harlan. Yes. Okay, what else? I think I had another one related to prayer there. I guess that was it. Here's some miscellaneous random ones. Our church is like fudge, sweet with a few nuts. We know who the nuts are. Oh, stop pointing fingers. Stop pointing. He's pointing his finger at you, Mike. Yeah. How about this? Body piercing saved our souls. That's good. Sunburn is prevented by sunscreen. That's good. All right. Here's a Father's Day one. God has a fridge and your picture is on it. That one grabs me. That one grabs me. Maybe this is one we should end with. Now is a good time to visit. Our pastor is on vacation. Huh? Hey, stop saying amen. You're not supposed to like that one. You're supposed to say, no, no, Pastor John, no.
No, no, Pastor John, no.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Amen. Do you want more? I have more. Or shall we get serious for a bit? Okay, I heard you. So we're going to get serious. We actually are going to need to skip some of the passages, but let me just tell you that in your bulletin are all the passages, references, and so if you haven't already read them this week leading up to it, you still have an opportunity to do that. But I do want to highlight a few of those, and that is we're going to start in Warren's witty warmth with Isaac's inspiration. Dad could have been called Isaac. Why? What is it? Oh, sure, you cheater. Okay. Lula, would you read, by the way, we'll be praying for Alan later. She's reading for Alan this morning.
Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. And she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age.
Yeah. So Isaac means he laughs. Isaac can represent for us, Dad, the inspiration that we get from laughing. And Sarah, of course, being 90 years of old age, God did an unusual thing that just was beyond belief and that made her laugh. And so she called her son Isaac. He laughs. And then the woman of Proverbs 31 also knows about this.
She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come.
Yeah. I hope that in the adversities of life and the difficult things we deal with, even the everyday mundane, so to speak, kind of chores that we deal with sometimes can seem a little overwhelming, that we're able to laugh in the midst of that because we have a Father who knows and understands and enables us to do what we need to do, but to keep that spirit of joy because we have that relationship with Him. He is a God who laughs, and He has given us that gift as well. And then the psalmist knew about laughter also, Psalm 68 following.
But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.
Our mouths are filled with laughter and joy because of who the Lord is and what He does for us. And even in the hard times, we can know that He is with us and He is working good in everything. We can maintain that spirit of laughter and being positive and joyful and expecting. What's He going to do next? Exactly. Because we know, right, Mike? We know that. All right. That leads us, secondly, to wisdom's warmth. And this comes out of the scripture itself and from the proverb writing in Proverbs 12 and 15.
Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
Yeah, and it goes on and on and on, and we see the contrast between those who have to endure somehow without the Spirit of the Lord in them and having that relationship with a Father who really brings joy and brings laughter into their lives, as opposed to those who have it and have this continual feast, continual, even walking through the valley of the shadow of death or whatever the circumstance may be. We have a Father who gives us that ability to laugh and to have joy, because eternity is waiting for us as well. So a cheerful heart is good medicine. So the gift Dad had in that came from that genuine experience of God, of the Heavenly Father's laughter and joy in him, and he just was free in sharing it. And to me, that was, as I said earlier, a gift not only to me and our family, but to everyone who knew him. And when we came here to Sandpoint, I mean, I still get, oh, yeah, I knew your dad, you know, and on and on and on like this. And I go, yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. And it's such a privilege and blessing to have that heritage. And to also, as I've said, not be able to walk in those huge, giant shoes and those footsteps, but to use that as an encouragement and challenge for me to have that same relationship with the Father who makes it possible, because that is possible for each and every one of us. It's not just special people like my dad, Warren Pomeroy, famous man that he was, but each and every one of us. He knows your name. He knows your tears. He knows all about you. That same kind of relationship, intimate relationship. We're actually going to skip some of the other readings. Sorry for those of you who have them and will be offended and mad at me, but it's okay. You'll get over it. But to fill in the blank, they can stay after church and read. Good idea, Beth Ann. You hear that? You get to stay after church and read, because Beth Ann said you could.
You're going to stay and listen, right?
She is. She volunteered. Okay, third point is Paul's pleasure. And Paul has a number of passages that primarily have to do with that relationship that we share, that I was just talking about, with others. And to have the mindset that my father had, to always be mindful of the other person and to speak and do things that would be of encouragement to that other person. And sharing the laughter, so to speak, even though it wasn't always laughter, sharing that spirit with them. And the word pleasure itself comes out of Romans 15:2, where it says, each one of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. And so I want to encourage myself and all of us. And thank you, Valley Vista friends, we love you. To encourage each and every one of us to be a person who seeks to please the neighbor, not in a way that we just give in to maybe some of their inappropriate things, but to have the mind of Christ in who they are, what their needs are, and to find a way to build them up and to edify them. This was Paul's pleasure. This is the way he lived. This is the way he challenged those that he wrote to as well. And then I want to end, since our Valley Vista folks are leaving, it's a sign that it's time to go to the fourth and last, and that is Paul's P.S. There should be a line under pleasure and P.S. Even my wife does things like that on purpose, just because that's her sense of humor. Paul's P.S. Here's the P.S. for us, and I get to read this one. Hebrews chapter 10, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Day by day, we are getting closer to either our time being done here or Jesus returning. We just don't know what that time is, and we shouldn't focus on trying to figure out what that day may be. Our focus should be that we are finding out and considering carefully how is the best way to spur each other on and to build each other up and to encourage one another. Laughter is one of those ways. And it only comes and works if it's genuine joy that we have from the Lord and that relationship that we have with God. I believe that's why Dad connected so well with everyone, is that the joy he had, the humor, the laughter was godly. It was received from the Lord, and it just spilled out of him naturally. I want to be the kind of son that resembles God in the same way. And I want to encourage each and every one of us to be the same kind of person. And I will not continue to go on and on and on, because we will see someone like one more story. This is just one last story. When we were kids in Eureka, we were seated over here. We had a friend that was about the same age, sitting about where Adam was. Adam, you're going to be that person. Okay? Do you have a watch on, Adam? No? Pretend like you got a watch and you would lift it up and point at it. Okay? Okay. Just like that, Dad was preaching one day in Eureka, and he could be long-winded sometimes. Alta Johnson, I don't know if you even knew Alta Johnson or not, Harlan. She'd had enough. And she was up closer on this side, and she just did that. And I can't remember what happened after that, but she was giving Dad the clue, it's time, it's all over, I'm done. And so we're going to end on that note. But Dad, along with a whole lot of other godly people, made the decision and the choice that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And we're going to serve him with joy and laughter, and it's going to be fun. It's going to represent and be a picture to people of what Jesus can do in your life and in the life of your family, in the life of your church. This church, again, is like fudge. So sweet, but a lot of nuts. And we like it that way, don't we? Yes. Dad was nutty. I'm nutty. You can be nutty. And we can praise the Lord and honor the Lord in that. And so we're going to sing the family prayer song, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Is that your choice today? Okay, here we go. Please stand together as we do so.
Trusting in God's word.
Is our choice, and what an honor and what a joy it is to do just that. Reminding ourselves this morning, Lord, through the wonderful example that we've had, that serving the Lord is a joy. There's joy in the service of the Master. There's a whole lot of songs we can sing about joy serving the Lord. Thank you that you make that possible through your Son, through your Spirit, through your Word. Thank you that as we open our hearts more and more